But why is it that the bracha of al achilas matzah is recited initially? The answer very simply is because that is the ikar mitzvah matzah. And therefore, of course, the birchas hamitzvah is recited at that particular time. That's the first possibility in Tosus. But then Tosus continues that v'afilu im ikar mitzvah ba'achrona, even if you assume that the ikar mitzvah matzah is the afikomen, still that ein zetema im anu mevarchin al rishona, still it's no kasha that we should make the birchas hamitzvah before the kazayis rishon. Why is that true? Because after all, shela'achar shemilei kreiso, because after literally you're going to fill yourself up with matzah, how is it possible subsequently to recite the bracha? And therefore, irrespective of whether the ikar mitzvah of matzah is the kazayis rishon or the kazayis achron, certainly the birchas hamitzvah is recited before the initial achila. Good. So apparently Tosus has the suffix. What is the ikar mitzvah of matzah? Kazayis rishon, kazayis achron. Tosus troubled. How can you say kazayis achron if the birchas hamitzvah is kodem achila harishona? The answer is la'achar shemilei kreiso. That quote of Tosus, la'achar shemilei kreiso, is borrowed from an earlier sugim psalchem adav kuf yadav mabez, Kuftes Vavim and Aleph. There the Gemara discusses an unusual circumstance where a person does not have any independent min for karpas, but rather leka elachasa. All he has is maror. And now it's necessary to eat this first for karpas and later for the mitzvah of maror. So Rav Huna says the following, that when you eat it for karpas, so me ikara mevarech maror, then you recite the bracha barai pri adama. Lebasof, when you eat it later in the Seder for the mitzvah smarar, then mevarech la al achilas marar ve'ochil. That's the shita of Rav Huna. And that's what the Gemara continues, that maskif the Rav Chista, how can that be? La'achar shemilei kreiso himenu chozo mevarech aleha. After literally you filled yourself up with the marar, karpas, now you're going to recite a bracha? That cannot be. But rather, ela mikar mevarech la barar pri adama va'al achilas marar va'ochil. Both brachos must be recited initially at the time of karpas, and therefore, ula besof, when you get to your marar, ochel achilas chasa v'lo bracha. Good. So Rav Huna says, split the brachos. Rav Chista, the way we assume halacha, says that cannot be done. La'achar shemilei kreiso, and therefore the bracha of al achilas marar is recited at that time. Certainly, that is not the ikar mitzvah of maror, but nonetheless, the birchas hamitzvah can be recited at that particular time. Good. So again, 2 days in Tosus, what is the ikar mitzvah of matzah? With this issue of bracha, the chiddush of Tosus, of extending that which Rav Chista comments regarding karpas and maror to the kazayis rishon and the kazayis achron. If you look in Rashi, the Rashi of Sachem Adav, Kuf Yutes Mabez, Rashi similarly argues that the afikoman is the ikar mitzvah matzah. Rashi writes the afikoman is zuhi matzah habitzua shano ochlin ba'achrona. That is the split matzah that we eat at the very end. L'shem chovas matzah, Rashi writes. That achila is l'shem chovas matzah. And why is it that Rashi writes that the bracha is recited initially? After all, the same kash that Tosus is bothered by, here you have two girsos in Rashi. Here, Val Korchenu, Anu Mevarchim al achilas matzah barishona. Why is that true? The original girs in Rashi, which is put in parentheses, is Hoil Vi. That's in parentheses. If you look in the Gemara, the word Hoil followed by a Vav. Why is it that we make the bracha on the Kazayis Harishon? Hoil Viba L'shem Chova. Because that is L'shem Chova. The Avi Yastira, Rashi just said that the Afikomen is the matzah which is L'shem Chova. So what does Rashi tell us that the Kazayis Rishon is L'shem Chova? So that Gerson Rashi is put in parentheses, and in brackets you have the following, a major shift. Afal Pi She'ena. That's what's added in Rashi, no? That why is it that we make a bracha on the Kazayis Rishon Afal Pi She'ena Ba L'shem Chova? That's the change in Rashi. The answer is just as Kida Amar Rav Chista Gabe Morar. That's what Rashi writes. L'achar Shemile Kreiso Emeno Hei Chozer Umavarech. So took yourselves in Rashi. Rashi is clearly bothered by the Kasha. If indeed that the Ikar Mitzvah's Matzah is the Afikomen, how is it possible to recite the Brach initially? So either Rashi is answering the old Nusach Hoel Ubal Hashem Chova, even the Kazayis Rishon is Balashim Chov as well. So we'll have to see what that means. The Kazayis Rishon and the Kazayis Achron are Shneim by the Shem Chova. Or the change in the Girsa of Rashi is no. Afo Pishe Eino Balashim Chova. How can you recite a bracha initially because the first Kazayis is not Balashim Chova? The answer is La'achar Shemile Kresa. So both Rashi and Tosus agree that the Ikar Mitzvah Matzah is the Kazayis HaAchron. Rashi uses the term L'Shem Chov, and Tosus uses the term of Ikar Mitzvah. And Pashat Pshat that Tosus has two deos regarding that particular issue. If you look in Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan is found in Tuf Ayin Zayin. Aruch HaShulchan suggests that the Rambam Shita is Kedas Rashi, that the Ikar Mitzvah Matzah is the Afikom and the Kazayis HaAchron. Where do you see this in the Rambam? Aruch HaShulchan cites the Rambam Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perches Halachetes. Here the Rambam describes the Afikomen, that the Rambam tells us that Ubizman Hazeh Ochol Kazayis Matzah Ve'eino Toem Achareh HaKlum. You eat the Afikomen, you don't eat anything afterwards. It's necessary to have the Tam Matzah Bepiv. Why? The Rambam writes She'achiloson Hi HaMitzvah. Achilasan hi HaMitzvah. Those three words in the Rambam. So therefore, based on that, or HaShulchan is Medayik, the fact that there's the halach of Ein Maftir Nachra Pesach Afikomen, one could explain in many different ways, but the Rambam writes, Achilasan hi HaMitzvah. That the Rosh HaShulchan writes, this Chiddush, that apparently you see, that means that is the Ikar Mitzvah. That is the mitzvah sachilas matzah. And therefore the Rosh HaShulchan maintains the Rambam Shitas like Rashi and like the Rashbam. This is difficult to assume that this in fact is the Rambam's Shita. The reason is the following. In the earlier Perek, in Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, there the Rambam discusses what we dealt with last year, and that is the topic of Haseba. When is Haseba necessary? When is Haseba not required? When is Haseba merely a Dina Chatchila? When is it possibly Baki even B'dieved? The Rambam writes two tiers. The Rambam writes, Ve'ema Sait Srichen Haseba. When is it that Haseda is necessary? The Rambam writes the following, Bishas achilas kazayis matzah, when you eat the kazayis of matzah, and uvishtias arba kosos ha'elu, and when you drink the dalar kosos. The Rambam writes, Mikar hadin, haseb is only required for the kazayis of matzah, and for the dalar kosos. And then the Rambam continues and says the following, that and what about everything else? There the Rambam says that that's hareza mishubach. Ahalach lechatchila mitzvah namuvchar to do haseba throughout everything, even through the entire suda, sharachil and shtia. So meikar hadin haseba is bakazayis matzah shtias dar kosos, and as a mitzvah namuvchar to do haseba throughout everything, including the soup as well. What does the Rambam mean when the Rambam tells us haseba is necessary mikar hadin for the kazayis matzah? What is the Rambam referring to? The kazayis achron. The Rambam doesn't even mention the halacha of Afikomen as of yet. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Ches is just simply dealing with the mitzvah sachila of the Erev Toch L'Matzos. And the Rambam writes, Haseb is necessary when you do, when you fulfill that mitzvah, when you do Haseb before that Kazayis. Afikomen. The Rambam doesn't even mention Afikomen until Perek Ches. Highly unlikely, very dachuk to assume, when the Rambam writes that you only need Haseba for a single Kazayis of Matzah, that means for the Kazayis Achron that the Rambam has not even instructed us, as of yet, that that is necessary. Pashem Shat the Rambam is the following, that the Ikar Mitzvah of Matzah certainly is the Kazayis Rishon. The Rambam writes you have to eat the Kazayis, it's necessary to have Shtias Dalar Kosos, Haseb is necessary for that Kazayis and the Dalar Kosos. And then the Rambam writes in Perches Halachetes that Bizman Hazeh, we eat the Kazayis Achron as a Zecher LeKorban Pesach, Al Matzah Sumram Yochlu. After all, this is not a Din D'oraisa, we don't have the Korban Pesach Bizman Hazeh, this is only a Zecher LeKorban Pesach. And therefore, the Rambam writes that much, much later in Perches Halachetes. The Rambam doesn't mention his Seva when it comes to Afikoman. Difficult to maintain, as our Hashulchan suggests, that according to the Rambam, that is the Ikar Mitzvah Matzah, where the Rambam does not mention his Seva at all. If you look in Tosus, in contrast, the Tosus in the Sugi of Hetzeva, and Avkuv Chesem at Aleph, the Toster Vasvamai, there Tosus writes the following, that his Seva is necessary, Kishemevarchina achilas matzah uvafi komen. Their Tosfos is explicit. Of course you need Haseba for the mitzvah of matzah, for the kazayis rishon, and for the afikomen as well. According to Tosfos, the shita of the afikomen requires Haseba. That's the psak halacha, the mechaber, and tafayin ches. That afikomen requires Haseba. We'll have to discuss what happens if a person eats the afikomen b'li Haseba. Tosfos already raises a safek, and that's sugyan kuf ches, if Haseba should have been performed, and somehow it was not done. Are you Yotze? You're not Yotze? That's a suffix in Tosas. It's Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rush. The Rush writes, Hesev is Liyakuva. The Rambam never mentions such a lach at all, but Hesev is Makivim Bidyevin. And Tosas has a suffix. But Tosas is clear that Hesev is required for Afikomen. Very good. Right? The Tosas and Afkuvchav suggest that Afikomen is Dikra Mitzvah Matzah. So Hesev, of course, is required. The Rambam never mentions Haseba when it comes to Afikoman, just as a mitzvah mubchar for Shar Achil and Shdiya. Poshav Shat, the Rambam Shit is Dikra Mitzvah Achilas Matzah is certainly the Kazayas Rishon. The Afikoman is simply a Zeche LeKarben Pesach Shenechal Al Hasob. This Shita of Rashi and the Rashbam, that the Kazayas Achron of Afikoman is considered to be Ikar mitzvahs matzah, l'chor is difficult in light to the following. You know the very opening Mishnah, Arvei Psachim? The Mishnah tells us in Daf Tzadi Tesem and Beis that Arvei Psachim samach l'mincha lo yochal adam ad shetechshach. Already a person should not be kovei asuda, there's an isra achila. Already, samach l'mincha. Why is that true? So the Gemara just explains the following. Afilu l'Rabbi Yossi, that even according to Rabbi Yossi Shita that writes that this does not apply when it comes to a typical Shabbos Nyantiv, that Vishar Shabbos Yom Tovim, Ocha V'Holechad Shetechshach, that's not true when it comes to Erev Pesach. Why? Mishum Chiyuva Dematzah. That's what the Gemara says explicitly. Even Rabbi Yossi allows you to have Achila Samuch L'Chashecha. That's true on every other week, but not when it comes to the Seder, Mishum Chiyuv Damatzah. What exactly does that mean? So the Rashbam writes, the Ramaschal Mishum, because Shalot Teinechelas Al Hasova. Because you have to make sure that the mitzvah of matzah is not eaten Al Hasova. You're going to fill yourself up, and now you're going to eat the kazayis. So everyone agrees you cannot be Kovei Asuda. And the Rashbam continues, and the mitzvah of matzah is a chiyuv, it's a chov, it's a chsiv, v'erev toch l'matzos. So how do you understand this, Rashbam? The Rashbam writes that the iser achila mibod yom is, as the Gemara writes, mishum chiyuv v'damatzah, mishum chiyuv v'damatzah writes, v'chiyuv v'damatzah l'aydah rishon chova. What is that referring to? The kazayis achron. Obviously, the kazayis rishon, but the kazayis achron is eino nechelas al hasofa, and you're not allowed to eat prior to the kazayis achron. So, how do you understand that? On the one hand, the Rashbam writes in Avkuf Yutes Amud Beis that ikar mitzvahs matzah is afikoman, and here the Gemara says mishum chiyuv de matzah. Therefore, there's an isra achila mibod yom, and the Rashbam explains because Lo tein echelas al hasova, because chiyuv de matzah l'aydah rishon is considered to be echov. You understand where the Rashbam got this from? The Rashbam just explaining the Gemara. The Gemara says mishum chiyuv de matzah. So what does chiyuv de matzah mean? If you will tell me that the only kazayis that we're interested in is the afikoman, which is la'achar hasuda, which is nechel al hasova. This concept that Rashi and the Rashbam and Tosfos invoke la'achar shemile kresa. So as we pointed out, you find it in the Gemara when it comes to karpas and marar. That's it. That's what the Gemara mentions it. The Chiddush of Chista. Tosfos and Daf Kuf Chof extends it to the case of matzah, the kazayis rishon, kazayis achron. And there's one more case, and that's the Tosfos Msachim Daf Kuf Tezvav Med Aleph, Devar Maschil Maskiv, where Tosfos writes the same svara when it comes to Tkiyah Shofar. There Tosus writes, Midi dahavya bircha shofar. Tosus is bothered. We have two sets of tkios. The tkios de miyusha, the tkios de miyumad. The tkios de miyumad are tkios, which is our Seder HaBrachos. The tkios de miyusha, as we've discussed before Rosh Hashanah, k'dei la'arvi v'sasata. So if I were to ask you, what is the ikar mitzvah tkia? Miyusha v'mumad. So Tosus says clearly, the ikar mitzvah tkia shofar is the tkios de miyumad. But yet, when do you recite the bracha? Before the tkios de miyumad? Of course not. Before the tkios de miyusha. How is that possible? So Tosa says, that's a third application of the halacha of Rav Chisda of Lachar, Shimi Dekreso. Mi de dehavya bircha shofar, de mevarach ha-tkios de yeshiva, umo'eles bracha le-tkios de miyumad, shehem ikar, v'nasis al seder ha-brachos. Right, lachar shemile kreiso. A beautiful chiddush of Tosfos. Right, lachar shemile kreiso is not only in mitzvos achila. Lachar shemile kreiso when it comes to the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. How can you go ahead and recite the bracha of lishma kol shofar after you've already heard 30 kolos? So the Chazon Ish in Or HaChaim in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet points to a similar stira. Before Rosh Hashanah, we discussed at length, he told us in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, where Tosfos is bothered by the following. What are the Seder HaTkios? What do you blow for Malchi, Sechronos, and Shofros? What do you blow? So Tosfos was bothered by the following. For the Tkios Dimi Yushav, we blow everything. Now we blow every possible combination. That was the Takana of Rabbi Avo, to blow a Tashrat, and Tashat, Tarat. Right, we blow 30 kolos. And what do you do when it comes to Malchus, Sichronos, and Shofros? Our minhag is we blow all possibilities for Malchus, Sichronos, and Shofros. Or Tashrat, and Tashat, and Tarat. But that was not the minhag that Tosfos was dealing with. Tosfos was dealing with the minhag that much less is blown for Malchus, Sichronos, and Shofros. For example, that for Malchus you blow Tashrat, and Tkia Shvarim Tkia for Zichronos, and Tkia Trua Tkia for Shofros. So Tosfos is bothered by the obvious kasha that Miman of Shach, you're not Yotze. How can you blow one line for Malchios, and one line for Zichronos, and one line for Shofros, different Tkios for each, if what the Torah envisioned by the Trua is a Shvarim? You didn't blow that for Malchios. You didn't blow the Shvarim for Shofros. How can that be? One possibility we discussed before Rosh Hashanah was that Chiddush of Rav Haigon, that your Yotzei with any broken sound, whether it's a Shvarim, whether it's a Trua, the reason Rabbi Avo instituted all options was just for the sake of uniformity, that all of Klal Yisrael should blow in the same fashion. But even if you will blow just a Shvarim, or just a true, or the combination of Shvarim true, with that you're Yotze. If that's true, so again, then you understand why you can build different things from Malchus, Sichronos, and Shofros. Tosfos does not offer that teretz. Pashup Shat, that means that Tosfos assumed it's not just L'Ravcha de Milsa, like Rav Haigon. It really means there's a problem, Ikar Hadin. Miman of Shach, you're not going to be Yotze for two of them. So Tosfos answers that no, this is not a problem, because shekvar yatzo b'tkios de miyushav. This is not the first time we're being tokea. We already blow 30 kolos for the tkios de miyushav. So we already fulfilled the chova shofar. Now all we're interested in doing is simply having tkios al seder habrachos. So for that, all of these options are considered to be sufficient, because we're already yotzei. So that's the kasha the Chazon Ish raises. Here you get the impression from that Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah and Gimel Amud Beis that Tkios de Miyusha Varikra, that's when you're Yotze. The Tkios al Seder HaBrachos is certainly to link, right, the Tfilos with Tkios, but even if it's done in a way that you would not have been Yotze, that's sufficient. And yet the Tosfos himself, Himad Av Kuftes Ov Himad Aleph, is troubled. How is it possible to recite the Bracha before Tkios de Miyusha? And the answer is not because that's the mitzvah. The answer was, lachar shemile kreiso. It's like all these other cases as well. Slacha Shimini Kresa was mentioned. The Gemara has when it comes to Karpas and Mar, and Tosas extends it to Shofar, and the Tosas Kuftes Vav extends it to the case of Tkios, and the difficulties. The steer apparently within Tosas that the Chazanish points out, and the steer in the Rashbam. But how do you have Allah Mishum Chiyub the Matzah? The Matzah must be eaten the Teyavon. If you're telling me that the mitzvah matzah is the kazayis achra, apparent that we see from all of this is the following: that even though it's true that there is a svar lachar shemile kresa, what exactly does that mean? Lachar shemile kresa, we have no choice but to recite the bracha of lasiyasan of the initial achila or the initial tkios. What exactly does that mean? Forget about the whole steer. Forget about all these sugyas. I ask you a simple question. If that original achila, when you eat the karpas, it is absolutely not l'shei marah. It is merely karpas. It is not marah. If the purpose of the tkios demiyushav is purely the arav yasasata, and it's not a mitzvah of shofar, if the kazayis rishon is not a mitzvah achilas matzah, so what does lachar shimile kreso mean? We're faced with a problem. It's not appropriate to recite the bracha after achilas matzah, after achilas marar, after tkiyah shofar. So therefore, recite the bracha of lasiyasan of what? Of a dvar reshus. How is it tofes? Clearly, just simply, the seichel hayashar. No, that la'achar shmi dekresa does not mean that you recite a bracha despite the fact that this is nothing. Despite the fact that this is not achilas marar, this is not tkiyah shofar, this is not achilas matzah. As a result of lachar shemile kreis, it must mean that this is bichlal hamitzvah. That certainly there is a mitzvah shofar which is fulfilled with the tkiyos demiyushav. And certainly there is a mitzvah marar which is fulfilled when you use marar for karpas. If not, how can you recite the bracha? How is that bracha chal? It should be bracha shino tzricha. And certainly, even if you hold that the matzah should be nechal asova, but the nishal achila certainly is bichlal hamitzvah. Otherwise, how can the bracha of al achilas matzah be recited at that point? Lachar shim de kreisel does not mean the bracha is chal at dvar reshus and the mitzvah is deferred. It must mean that the achila harishona, the tkiyos demiyushav, certainly are considered to be bechlal the mitzvah. If that's true, that if really one is yotzei with the nishal achila, so now how is it then that you can repeat the tkiyos shofar, and you can repeat the achila smarar, and you can repeat the kazayis of matzah, if you're not yotzei shevi bracha shino tzrichin? If you are yotzei, what is gained by doing so? Also, Pashup shots the following. Of course there's what to be gained. Even though, Yotze Yidei Chovasa, Betkios Demiyushav, and Kazayis Rishon, and Al Yidei Achilas Moror as Karpas, nonetheless, Chozer V'Tokeh, Chozer V'Yolchel, and the Chiddush is the following. That second achila will allow you to accommodate, to fulfill the mitzvah b'shleimusa. If the mitzvah b'shleimusa is morar achar matzah, a matzah semyor yochluhu, so through repetition, you gain that kiyum. If the mitzvah of shofar is al seder habrachos, that kiyum of shofar al seder habrachos is secured, even though that was not the first kiyah shofar. If afikoman requires that it is nechal al hasova, that kiyum of nechal hasova will be accommodated, even though one was already yotzei the mitzvah of matzah through the kazayis harishon. It's not that the kazayis harishon tkiyos, the miyushav, are meaningless. Of course not. There is a chalosa mitzvah, the bracha is chal. The chiddush is, despite the fact that yotzi yedei chovasa, nonetheless, the mitzvah ba'ofen hamehuderes the mitzvah b'shleimusa, that can be fulfilled even through the kazayis ha'achram. That lachor is boshav shad, the lachar shemilek reisam. With this structure, here Rav Weiss weighs the following kasha. Is this against the chiddush of Reb Chaim? In the past, we've discussed Chanukah. We discussed this now. The piece that the Brisker Rav has in Hilchos Chanukah, the Ha'ara b'shem Reb Chaim, that once one fulfills a mitzvah, is it possible to subsequently perform the mitzvah b'shleimusa? Reb Chaim's mashal, that if a person has two esrogim, one is magnificent, muhudar, but it's a suffik murkav. If it's kosher, it's muhudar. But I'm not sure, right, as to its yichus. The other option is an esrog which is vaday kosher, but is bilti muhudar. Which one should you take first? So perhaps, initially a person would think, his intuitive response is, take the one which is vaday kosher, fulfill the mitzvah of Torah Zvadai. Reb Chaim said that cannot be done. Because if a person will indeed do so, once he is yotzei the mitzvah, so now what? If he takes the esrog which is Vadai Kosher, which is bilti mehudar, he was yotzei, both in b'di'evet. So now he'll be notel the lulav and esrog which is mehudar. And what has he gained? He was mekayim the mitzvah v'lakavtam lachem. Then, no, the mitzvah was already performed. In which case, the kiyum of hida mitzvah is not gained. If he will take the suffix first, so now at least there's the possibility that he's fulfilled the mitzvah ba'ofen hamahudar, and then he'll cover his bases and make sure that he was yotzei, having dalet minim, the rikshayrim. That was the chiddush of the Brisker Rav when it comes to milah, when it comes to the case of Ner Chanukah, that if the mitzvah is nigmeres, what do you mean that one will subsequently be mashlim an element l'chatchila that was missed? If there's a suffix that perhaps he was not yotzei, well, of course, do whatever you have to do. Ensure that you're yotzei. Once you're yotzei b'torah zvadai, what is gained by a subsequent ma'isa mitzvah? But isn't this exactly l'achar shemilei kreiso? The first ma'isa mitzvah is nothing. And somehow the bracha is chal. How does that be? It must be that that is a kiyama mitzvah. It's just that, nonetheless, a person can still fulfill those added elements. So how does that fit with the chiddush that Reb Chaim suggested Brisker Rav regarding the shnei esrogim? But if this is how you understand the case of achar shemilei kreiso, what you gain then is the following. You understand very well that ha'ara of the Chazon Ish. There's no steer in Tosus. Tosus writes that when you blow the tkius to Miyushav, you're mekayim the mitzvah shofar. And therefore, for al sinra brachos, you don't have to blow every possible combination. What was our difficulty? But didn't Tosus say himself on Kuf Tezvav that the only reason you make a bracha on the initial tkius is because l'achar shemilei kreiso? So what's the answer? Inachinami. But l'achar shemilei kreiso does not mean that's a dvar reshus. That means that that is the mitzvah shofar. But you can still gain the kiyum of al-seder ha-brachos. And that's exactly the Rashbam as well. Isn't it a stira? That on the one hand, the Rashbam writes that the ikar matzah is afikoman, but the kazayis rishon has to be l'teyavon. If the kazayis rishon is nothing, what do you mean it has to be l'teyavon? But if that obviously is bichlal ha-mitzvah, that certainly is a fulfillment of the mitzvah ber toch l'matzahs. Without Karim Pesach, it's not daraisa. Of course, that's considered to be the mitzvah of matzah midaraisa. So, therefore, the Gemara says that you have to make sure that that is consumed at Te'avon. And therefore, one cannot be Kovei Asud. There's no steer in the Rashbam. But how does this fit with that Hanacha of Reb Chaim that maintains that once one is Yotzei, even both in Bidiyevid, there's no longer a possibility of fulfillment of a mitzvah shemusa as a mitzvah and a mubchar? Maybe one possibility is enochinami, that this is against that chiddush. And this understanding of lachar shemilei kreiso would be against Reb Chaim Sa'ar in the case of the two Esrogim or the other Biskarov regarding Ner Chanukah? But not necessarily. One could certainly suggest the following possibility. Reb Chaim's case is Dalid Minim, and the subsequent Kiyum of Hidur Mitzvah. That's the case in the Bris Grav as well. Tzitzin She'ein Matan Asamila, Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel, Hidur Mitzvah. Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. Perhaps one could suggest the following Chiddush. What is true in reference to Hidur Mitzvah is not necessarily true in these cases of Karpas and Mar, Kazayis Rishon, Kazayis Achron, or Tkiyos Demiyushev and Tkiyos Demiyumad. One could very simply argue as follows, that this issue, is it possible to fulfill the mitzvah subsequently as a mitzvah namuchon? Maybe one could argue very simply, if you're dealing with an extraneous mitzvah menamubchar, not me'ikar ha-mitzvah. Maybe then can one can argue that enochinami, if you are already yotzei, so then there's no longer the possibility of this din kloli, this mitzvah klolis, of zekeh vanvehu. However, perhaps one could argue, if you're not dealing with a universal halacha, you could argue that Hidur Mitzvah means that every mitzvah should be fulfilled, both in Hamudar. If the mitzvah is already fulfilled, there's nothing to discuss. But when you're dealing with the following, the Prate HaMitzvah, the Dimnin HaMesuyamim within a given mitzvah, the fact that Tkiyush should be Al Seder HaBrachos, or the fact that first matzah, and then Afikom, which is Nechal HaSova, or first matzah and then Maror, and therefore the achilas maror should not be with karpas, but rather following the mitzvahs matzah. If you're dealing with a halacha which is unique to that mitzvah, part of the chelek mechelke ha-mitzvah, maybe one could argue that certainly then you can split the kiyumin. Ah, mashal mahadavar doma, you can daven mariv and fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush daraisa, and then you can go home and you can make kiddush al hayayin. When you're not dealing with the definitions or the dinim hamasiyamim within the particular mitzvah, but the broader strokes of zekev anveyu. So that's from Chaim's chiddush, that zekev is not independent, but rather to be fulfilled together, hand in hand with ikar hamitzvah. And therefore, once you are yotzei, there's no recourse for hidur mitzvah, but there might be recourse for tkios al seder habrachos. That's one possibility. Another possibility is the following. The mitzvah of achilas matzah, or even the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, a person eats a kezayis of matzah, he fulfills the mitzvah of erev tovah lematzos. A person hears a minimal amount of tkios, tisha kolos, he fulfills the mitzvah of shofar. What about everything else? All the achila which follows, all the tkios that follow. When it comes, for example, to the case of dalet minim, the Gemara tells us in Pesachim and Avzayim, midag bein afik bein. You pick it up, you put it down, your yotzei. That's the problem the Gemara is faced with. How do you recite a bracha? Because once you picked up the dalet minim, you're ready yotzei. And if you're ready yotzei, how can you now recite the berachas hamitzvah? All of this is true minimally. The minimum kiyum of lulav is madvag nafik bein. Minimally a kazayis of matzah. Minimally tisha kolos. When we do more, when it comes to Dalet Minim, Hallel, Manuim, hakafos, oshanos, mea kolos, as opposed to tes kolos. Achilas matzah, not just simply a kazayis, but achilas throughout the Seder. Is this meaningful midaraisa? Is this bichlal hamitzvah? Or is this considered to be from the point of view midaraisa, mamish achilas harashus? So you find many makoros too suggest the following great kiddush. That in all of these cases, maybe this is merely the bare minimum. But more than that, certainly midarais is bichlal ha-mitzvah. Tosas is bothered, for example, in Rosh Hashanah, regarding the shua bal tosif. Why isn't it bal tosif to eat so much matzah, to be noted dalad minim so often, to blow so many kolos? So Tosus writes the following Kiddush. And up to Zayna Madala from Rosh Hashanah that Asiyas Mitzvah Pamayim is not called Bal Tosif. All you're doing is repetition. Repetition is not called Bal Tosif. That's one possibility. You look, for example, in the Rashba in that Sugya. What do you mean? If the Chachamim said that you must do so, that's not Bal Tosif. Mitzvah Shmol Rebbe Chachamim. Many Achronim suggest a fascinating Chiddush. This is found in the Netziv, the Merom Esadeh. This is found in Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Nun Dalid. Earlier, this is found in the Levush, Tav Kuv Pehe. And this is found in the Maharal, in the Sefer HaGvuros and Perek Memches. That in these cases, that's the extent of the mitzvah. Some of the Achronim, as I mentioned, the Marmakomos, say the following. The Torah says, Yom Tri Lechem, Be'erav Toch L'matzos, Hulakach Lechem B'Yom Rishon. The Pesukim are open-ended. The question is, if you eat a kazayis, minimally you're yotzei. Minimally you're yotzei. But every kazayis that one would eat is bichlal ba'erev toch lematzos. Every kol that one would hear is bichlal yom tshuya lachem. Every ma'is netila, ma'is lakicha is lakachtem lachem b'yom rishon. The Maharal writes this in Perek Memches in the context of the Sugyan Kuvches of Heseva. Maharal writes that im achal harbe, if a person eats many kazeisim amatz at the Seder, hakol hu mitzvah achas. It's all considered to be the mitzvah, berav toch lematzos. And im achal yoser, if a person eats more than the requisite shear, Hakol nechshav achilas matzah shel mitzvah. And therefore, ulefichach, yesh lanu lechol kol achilas shel matzah beheseima. That's the chiddush of Maharal. That every kazayis that you eat of matzah should be beheseima. Because all of that is bichlal ha-mitzvah berav toch lematzos, and that should be performed. Derech Eirus. And that's why Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Hashem Shachal Kazayis Matzah Kishu Meitziv Yatsa. Yatsa means minimally. The Shamash who can't eat everything Behaseba, you're Yotze with a Kazayis. But that's it. But Haseba is needed for all the Matzah. Even though B'dievid, you'd be Yotze with less. Because all of it is considered to be bichlal ha-mitzvah. The Maharal concludes, right, b'chein pirush ha-Rambam. That's the Rambam Shita. Very unclear which Rambam this Maharal is referring to. The morale is in the sugya in Kufches discussing his seba. You have to do a seba for everything, every kazayis, because every kazayis is considered b'chlal ha-mitzvah, b'chein pirush ha-rambam. So what Rambam is he referring to? L'chora, right? The Rambam has seba, no? That's the chiddush that the morale is discussing. If you look at that Rambam, not necessarily at all. That's the Rambam we discussed in Zayin Ches, where the Rambam writes that Ema Sait Srichin Haseba. When is a Seba necessary? So the Rambam writes for the Kazayis of Matzah and the Dal Kosos. That's when you have to do Haseba. Yet the Rambam does continue and say the following, V'sharachilas u'shtiyaso im hasev reizem meshubach. That's what the Maral means. Maral said that if you eat more than a single kazayis of matzah, it's all bichlal ha-mitzvah, and therefore seva is required. V'chein pirush Rambam that what? It's true that the Rambam writes that his seva should go above and beyond the kazayis and above and beyond the dalar kosos, but that's pshat in the Rambam. Posh pshat, not at all. No? You may recall from last year, no? The posh pshat, the Rambam sheet is the following. That his seva is part of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, his seva is relevant above and beyond as a mitzvah mubchar, as reza meshubach, the technical mitzvah of matzah and dalar kosos. Because when the Rambam writes reza meshubach, the Rambam is not referring to the maral, another kazayis. What is the Rambam referring to? Your soup. No, the Rambam writes, call shara achilas v'shtiyaso. The Rambam writes, Haseb is necessary for matzah dal kosos, and ideally, everything should have Haseb. Because if b'chol dor achedum laharos es atzmo, that can include the sud as well. That Rambam is very difficult to understand if that's what the Maral is referring to. That's a raya to his shita. That's not a raya that there's a kiyum mitzvah. There's a kiyum mitzvah of matzah when you have your soup. There's a kiyum mitzvah of dal kosos when you have your drink. But the Rambam says, all achila, all shtiyah should have a seba. If anything, that Rambam seems to indicate the opposite. The Rambam's two tiers is everything and the kazayis of matzah. The Maral is writing that no, they're the kazayisim of matzah, right? Because that is nichlelas in the mitzvah of erev tov lematzah. An interesting chiddush. Maybe the Maral is referring to, right, another Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam describes the mitzvah of matzah, mitzvah sasemen ator lecho matzah, and then the Rambam writes, u'misha'achal kazayis yatzi yedei chavasa. Maybe that's the diuk of the Rambam. A different Rambam. This diuk is not as compelling, right? But the Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, period. And then the Rambam says, "Umisha ochal kazayis yatzi nechavasa." Maybe that sounds like there's a mitzvah of eating matzah generally and minimally. If you eat a kazayis, you're yotze. What do you mean if you eat a kazayis, you're yotze? Why doesn't the Rambam say that mitzvah say lechol kazayis matzah? Why does the Rambam say mitzvah say minatar lechol matzah? Umisha ochal kazayis yatzi. Maybe those tears sound like the Rambam is implying that there is a kiyum daraisa of the kazeisim above and beyond. Perhaps one can even suggest a further Rambam. The Rambam earlier, Choschamit Zematza, Perakei Halachachav. I know this I didn't see the Achronim bring as a raya, but the Rambam writes the following chiddush. There's halach of lechem oni. And therefore, one cannot have matzah shira, lechem oni. When does it supply lechem oni? Well, pashup shot, that is the matzah smitzvah. The matzah smitzvah has to be lechem oni. It cannot be matzah shira. So when the Rambam writes this, he does so in a very unusual way. Perakei halachachav. Uviyom rishon, asher lolush v'liktof ela b'mayim bovad. B'yom Rishon, you can't add anything else other than water in making your matzah. because of Yom Harishon Bulvad, who should serve Liozi Karam Lechem Oni, because of the Lach of Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni, the Ram writes, of Yom Rishon. What does that mean, of Yom Rishon? So the Magen Mishnah writes, the Rambam means Laila Rishon. Doesn't mean during the day, during the day. Yom Rishon means the Seder night. But even that's a very great Chiddush, no? There's a halach of Lechem Oni throughout the Laila Rishona. Is that true? L'chor, one would argue the following, that look, anything that's potentially Bali Dechimotz, of course you can't have it any time. But if it's only a problem of Lechem Oni, so that's true when it comes to Matzah Mitzvah. Here, the way the Magen Mishnah understands the Rambam, it means no, throughout the night. Maybe that's the Rambam, no? Doesn't that Rambam seem to imply that there is a kiyum nimshach, not just a kazayis rishon? All the achilas matzahs bichlal hamitzvah, and therefore the Rambam writes, all are governed by the halach of lechem oni. The Rambam does not seem to limit lechem oni merely to kazayis. One could even raise a further issue. This chiddush that you find in the Levush, right, that you find is mentioned in the Maharal, the Netziv, the Minchas Chinuch, Kiyum Matzah is not limited to, but extends, right? Achilas Matzah is considered to be mitzvah chasi. What exactly does that mean? The more limited chiddush is the following. If a person eats much matzah, b'li hefsek, all of that is considered to be an achilas shel mitzvah. That's one possibility. Or does it even mean much more than that? Even if hifsik bentayim, I eat a kazayis now, and an hour later another kazayis, and 2 hours later another kazayis, even that is true. See, when you say, eat at least a kazayis, so maybe one could argue the following, whatever is included in that maisa achila, that is the mitzvah, eretoch lematzos. So even if you eat more, all of that is called Achila shel mitzvah. Achilas bevas achas, b'li hefsek. All of that is considered to be part of the maisa mitzvah, berav toch lematzos. But it certainly is a further chiddush to maintain that I'll eat a kazayis now, and then an hour, 2 hours later, I'll eat another kazayis, and also that last kazayis is considered to be bechlal hamitzvah as well. That's even a further chiddush. Here you find a parallel machlokes when it comes to machalos asaros. The Mishnah in Makos and Daf Chaf Aleph mentions the following case, that Nazir Shahayasho Seyayin Kol Hayom Eino Chayev El Achas. A Nazir drinks wine all day, right? He's chayev once. However, V'im Amar Lo Al Tishte, but let's assume there were different points of Asra, then Chayiv Al-Kol Achas V'Achas. Then he's Chayiv independently. So if it is all Shti Achas, he's Chayiv once. If it is broken Al Yedei Hasra, he's Chayiv independently. Why exactly is that true? How do you understand that? So Rashi writes the following Chiddush. If it's Hasra Achas, you're only Chayiv once. Why is that true? Why is that true? Rashi says, because you're only Chayiv for the immediate Shtia, Toch Kedei Dibur Lachar Hasra. It's as if you're only Chayiv for that which immediately followed. What about the fact that you drank more? Here Rashi writes that, look, a person can say shachachti. Hasra has to be tokened dibur. So therefore, you're only chayiv for the initial shtia. You're not chayiv for subsequent shtia. That's how Rashi understands. If you look in the Ritva is found with the Sigimachos Chavalof Maralef, the Ramaschal Nazir, and the Ramaschal Amrlo. There's an earlier Tosus in the Chav Amud Beis, the Ramaschal Otzricha. Quoting the Sheet of Rashi, you're only chayiv for the immediate shtia, for the subsequent shtia you're not chayiv, because a person can always say that shachachti. The Ritva writes, he doesn't think that that is pshat in the Mishnah. That's why you're not chayiv for the subsequent shtia, because a person can say, I forgot. And he can't say he forgot that there was separate hasra. The Ritva writes the following, that no, it's because al-pidin, all of that is one shtia. It's not that you're only chayiv for the initial shtia, and for the subsequent shtia you're potter. Yachalomer shachachti? No. If there was a single hasra now shashayayin, it's kechod shtia damya. It's a verachas. You only chayiv once. And then the Ritva continues and quotes the Ri, a further chiddush. The Ri says, "V'hu adin that your chayiv al kolachas v'achas im hayam mafsik bentayim." The Ri writes a very great chiddush. Let's say there was hasra and the nazir drinks now, and then there's a hefsik, and then an hour later the nazir drinks again. So of course he's chayiv twice. The chayiv, you're chayiv individually by hasra achas. Why is that true? Because the akol shtia ushtia chayiv hasra. That's a sheet of the Ri. Very great chiddush. No. The Ri writes that eino chinami, that if there's hasra and you drink and then you'd stop, you'd be mafsik. You drink again, of course you're chayiv akol achas v'achas. If you look in the Ran in Nedarim, the Ran in Nedarim Adaf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph disagrees. And the Ran in Nedarim writes that no, if there's one Hasra, even if there is a clear break in between the two Achilos or in between the two Shtios, that is insufficient in order to generate its own Chiyuv, because there was only a single Hasra. And unless al tishte, it's all al pidin considered to be achil achas. See, here you have three possible deos. Rashi seems to assume the following: that even if one is drinking consistently, consecutively, in principle, that could be broken down. And that's why Rashi says that the reason there is no independent chiyuv is yachalom or shachachti. It just doesn't relate to the initial hasra. According to Rashi, even a continuous achila, b'li hefsik, can be broken down to say that the hasra relates to the part, but it doesn't relate to the whole, or shachachti. The Ritva and the Ri assume that if there is no hefsik, then it is called achilachas. If there is a hefsik, then not. Then there's no hasra, and you only chayiv once. In this Ran, a very great chiddush, even if there is a hefsik, the hasra was chal, there was a shti, a tok dibur of the hasra, and even if one is mafsik, the hasra will relate, and you're going to be chayiv al kol echad v'echad. This could be relevant, right, in this the broader detail. That if one assumes that there is a lasting kiyum of matzah, parallel that even if hifsik ben tayin, all of those achilas matzah is considered to be bechlal hamitzvah on a level of daraisa, because of this kiyum of yom shrua be'erav toch lematzos ulakachtam lochem. And if this is true, then maybe one could argue in principle what Reb Chaim suggested is certainly true, that once a mitzvah is concluded, then you cannot now go back and fulfill the mitzvah as a mitzvah min amubchar. However, perhaps one could argue that in these cases, the mitzvah is not concluded. If one would maintain that each kazayis, even lachar hefsek, or any tkiyah, or even halel nanuim hoshanos, is bichlal kaftam lochem, so therefore, again, one could argue, maybe in Lamdos Reb Chaim said is certainly true, that when the mitzvah comes to an end, the mitzvah is complete, and now you have no longer any recourse to make up any kiyum lechatchila that you missed, but maybe the mitzvah has not come to an end. If you're dealing with cases where there is a lasting kiyum, then certainly that would be true. And if you accept this point of the Achronim, so very good. So that's true when it comes to matzah, and that's true when it comes to tzkios. And therefore, you can have a bracha on the first kazayis, but nonetheless, if there is an added kiyum in the subsequent achila, so therefore you can still fulfill the kiyum of tzkios al seder habrachos, or the achila, which is al haselva. Reb Chaim also was dealing with a case of Dalet Minim. No? But it could very well be Reb Chaim disagrees with this, you saw? That there is a Kiyum Netila, a Kol Hayom, to argue that is a mitzvah nimsheches, and therefore you can gain a lost Kiyum Lechatchila after the Netila HaRishon. But one could argue that even if one assumes this possibility, one could still maintain when a mitzvah has come to an end, there's no longer any recourse, but the mitzvah has not been concluded in that particular case. One perhaps could even maintain the following, that in the case that Reb Chaim discusses, maybe it is true that there is a lasting kiyum of lekachta mechem b'yom rishon. And even though one is yotze, nonetheless there is an opportunity, there is recourse to now be yotze ba'ofen hamahudar as a mitzvah namubchar. But one could still agree with that psak halacha of Reb Chaim, that when a person has two choices before him, one is to be yotze the initial ma'isa netila ba'ofen hamahudar, and the second possibility is to fulfill the mitzvah of hamahudar, but only as that lasting kiyum, as a mitzvah shel reshus. So of those two options, Reb Chaim Zaitzis certainly is preferable. Even if you'll argue that it is possible to regain a lost kiyum, but l'chatchila, when you have two options before you, right, to regain what was lost, or to fulfill the mitzvah muvchar with the initial ma'isa mitzvah, one certainly could argue that it is preferable that the initial netila should be b'ofen hamahudar, as opposed to simply the kiyum hanimshach b'ofen hamahudar. And therefore, one could certainly argue that that which Reb Chaim maintained, that it is preferable to first take, right? The esrog, which is safek but mahudar, certainly is that which is preferable. So again, that means in these chidushim of the Rashbam and Tosos and Rashi, they didn't mean to say that the afikoman is the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah and the original achila rishona is nothing. No, how can that be? That's the mitzvah d'oraisa. The chiddush is that the achila shni is bichlal ha-mitzvah. And that allows for the matzah to be nechal ha-sova. See, if you go back to that Rashi of Kufya Testament Beis, the two Girsos in Rashi, Rashi said that the mitzvah of matzah is afikom because it's nechal ha-sova. Good. But then Rashi says, Al korcheinu, anu mevarchim al achilas matzah b'rishona, but we recite the bracha initially. Why is that true? So the old girsa in Rashi was, Hol ubal l'shem chovim. Right? And that girsa was taken out, and the substitute girsa was, Afal pi she'eno ubal l'shem chovim. That emendation, why? Because Rashi just said that the chove is the kazai yisachron. So now Rashi says the following, that the Rishon is considered to be the Chova. And then Rashi says what? Kedem Rav Chista, Lachar Shemi Le'Kreiso. Lachar Shemi Le'Kreiso means that's Chova. So therefore, that was the Magia, Afal Pi She'eno. No, but according to this possibility, that's what Rav Ashuai suggested, that the old Nusach is the correct Nusach. The Lachar Shemin the Kreisla does not mean the first Achila is a Dvar Rishus. And it should be a Bracha Shein Otzricha. And the mitzvah in its entirety is fulfilled only with the Kazai Yisachron. How can that be? If that's true, you have a steer in the Rashbam. If that's true, you have a steer in Tosus. Lachar Shemin the Kreisla means the following, despite the fact that the Kazayis Rishon is L'Shem Chov, and certainly that's the fulfillment of the Ikar Mitzvah's Matzah, Midarai Sebarav Toch L'Matzah, still one has the ability of fulfilling the Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar subsequently. That's exactly what Rashi writes. The fact that you recite the Bracha on the Kazayis HaRishon is whole about L'Shem Chovah, because that is now L'Shem Chovah. It's not that that was a complete Dvar Rishus, and the second Achila is everything. The first Achila, right, one fulfills the mitzvah d'oraisa b'erev toch l'matzos. But the chiddush is that we allow the mitzvah mukhar to be accommodated through the Achila Shniyah. Either because generally that's so, or maybe that's true, uniquely true when it comes to matzah and shofar and lulav, because there is a lasting kiyum. Of Berav Toch L'Matzos. And therefore, it's no steer that Rashi writes that both of the Kazaisim, the Rishon and the Achron, all these cases could in fact be considered that which is, right, L'Shem Chovah. We mentioned that one of the differences could in fact be the issue of Heseba when it comes to the Afikom. Is Heseba necessary? Is it not necessary? Poshem Shat and Rambam, that Heseba for the Afikom is only Bichlav that Mitzvah Mubchar of Shar Achilos and Shar Shtios. Mashenki the Tosaf Kuvches, that no, maybe Mikra Hadin. That is considered to be the Chovas Matzah, and therefore Heseba is in fact necessary. What happens if a person eats the afikom and b'li haseba? If a person will eat the kazayis rishon b'li haseba, so we'll tell that person to eat another kazayis. What if the person eats the afikom and b'li haseba? Here a difficulty, no? Every chumra, zas lidei kula. Ein maftir nachra pesach afikom. So if in fact there is an Isser, of achila lachar afikomen. So if you weren't yotzei the afikomen because you didn't have a seba, so good. So you'll eat again. If you were in fact yotzei, here repeating is not a chumra, repeating is a kula. There's a chiddush that the Shulchan Aruch HaRab has, and it's fascinating chiddush, that one can eat, right, matzah after the afikomen. That's not a violation in mafshin achar pesach afikomen. After all, the reason is because tam matzah v'piyu. So there's nothing wrong with eating matzah subsequently. There's no downside, according to Shulchan Aruch HaRab, interesting chiddush, right, of repeating the afikomen. But without that chiddush, that such achil is forbidden, so what does one do? So here it's very unusual. Seems to be a blatant steer in the Mishnah Berurah about this issue. Mishnah Berurah in Tafayin Beis, in Sivkot and Chav Beis, writes that if a person ate the afikom bli haseba, lo yachsar v'yachlena da osir lechol beis pamim afikom. The Mishnah Berurah writes, look, you can't, when you're going to be machmer and in other afikomen, you can't do that. Asur lechol. Therefore, if the afikomen was eaten without his seba, you don't have the option of eating again. If you look a little bit later, the Mishnah Berurah in Tafayin Zayin and Sivkot and Dalid, here the Mishnah Berurah writes that ein tzarech lachzer v'lechol im kashalav ha'achila. Very different. Kashalav ha'achila. You've been eating so much matzah, it's probably hard to eat another afikomen. So if it's very difficult, you don't have to repeat. You can rely on, right, the Ravia and others that either Hasebe b'zman hazeh is not as critical, or Haseba is not needed for Afikomen. Very different, no? Here it sounds like Mikra, then yes, but Im Kashla v'Achila, then not. There's even a further Mishnah Berurah, Tafayin Ches, if Katan Aleph. What happens if a person made a mistake and Ochal Achar Afikomen? He ate after the Afikomen. What do you do now? See, the Mishnah Berurah writes that Yachzer v'yoch afikomen acher. So eat another afikomen. That one could argue, maybe that's not fully relevant. If the purpose of afikomen, tam matzah b'piv, and therefore in mafshin achar pesach afikomen, the guy blew it. Now, he ate afterwards. So already that whole element was bata. What are you going to say? There's an isser of in mafshin achar pesach afikomen, because you have to maintain the tam matzah b'piv. He didn't do that. So therefore, that element was negated. So therefore, we will tell him now to another afikomen, she yishar tamatza b'pid. But the other cases are difficult. The steer in Tafayin Beis and Tafayin Zayin. There's a piece you find in Igros Moshe, Chelak Gimel of Arachayim, in Simin Zayin. Again, trying to resolve this difficulty in the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Asher Weishter said the following ha'ara, that these Mishnah Berurahs, are they commenting on the Shita Samachaber or commenting on the Divrei HaRama? The Mishnah Berurah in Tafayin Beis is commenting on the Rama. That's where the Mishnah Berurah writes, O Yavsar V'Yochlanu. In the Mishnah Berurah in Tafayin Zayin, that is commenting on the Divrei HaMechaber. Why should that make a difference, whether it's the Shita HaMechaber, whether it's Shita HaRamah? Because the Ramah is the one who quotes the Raviyah, that Bizman Hazeh, we normally don't eat Beheseba. That's the Chiddush that the Ramah quotes. And therefore, B'di'eved Heseba Bizman Hazeh is not as it was in earlier times, where that was achila derech erus. So maybe that's the answer. The Ramah Shita, that mikar hadin, one can rely on the raviyah, that means a person was rik for yotzi de chavasa. You're yotzi the chiv of afikomen. If your yotzi afikom, and even without heseba, so that's what the Mishabur writes, the lo yachsar v'yochol. There's an isra of eating an heseba additionally. In Tafayin Zayin, the Mishabur is commenting on the shita of the Mechaber. The Mechaber does not assume as the Raviya. The Mechaber assumes that heseba is li'ikuva. So here, Mikar Hadin, this is a fundamental problem. So that's what the Mishabur writes. So if one can do so, Alibid Mechaber, one should eat an afikomen again. If really kashalav, one can be somech, for example, on the Rambam Shita. An afikomen Mikar Hadin doesn't require a seba. That's just like Sharachil and Shtiyah. But interesting possibility that perhaps. And that could be used to resolve the steer in the Mishnah Berurah. But again, but this is the possible chiddush of the two kezesim when it comes to matzah, which is considered to be the ikar mitzvah, how you understand achar shemine kreisa, right? And the broader issue, that when do we assume that once a mitzvah has been concluded, that there is still recourse in order to fulfill a mitzvah ba'ofen hamahuta as a mitzvah namuchah. Okay.